This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we are at 7 after the hour, and a review of the hot hits in talk radio is the business at hand. Another weekend, another overview of the top 10 stories, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher there. So we're going to have him go through the stories. This is the week of July 11th to the 15th. The people who are in the news as well that have been the subject of lots of conversation. From there, who knows where we go with our ancillary conversations. This is another one. A couple of weeks ago, on the 4th of July, we had fun. Last week, we were very serious. And this week looks like we don't have a choice except to be just as serious all over again, Michael.
Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on, and we are talking about news talk radio. So if we steer too far from the mood of the times, then we're not fulfilling our purpose here with this program. I still like to escape it all in my personal life and deal
Me
with
too.
Things. I mean, I don't think everybody walks around frowning, even though there are sad things in the world. Mm-hmm. It's what we focus on. And, the big question that I'm asked all the time is, are these the worst of times? Has it ever been worse than this? And I always answer, historically, sure it has. We're in the now, and this has not been a great week. You want the 10 top stories?
I think that'd be a good place for us to start, yes.
Okay, at number 10, we have Major League Baseball All-Star action, and a lot of talk about the Rio Olympics. The Pokemon Go craze is at number 9. The Hague rules against China is 8. At number 7, we have the broad topic of U.S. immigration policy. At number 6, there's a new British prime minister. At number 5, and this one broke very, very late in the week, so it's only relative to this week's conversation. It probably will be much higher next week and is probably higher right now at this moment, but the deadly Nice terror attack. At number 4, Hillary Clinton's email investigation. Number 3, a big broad topic, the presidential race. Number 2, the Dallas cop slayings. And number 1, police violence against blacks in America. Those are the top 10 topics of this past week. Our 10 most talked about people, Theresa May in Britain, number 10. Alton Sterling and Philando Castile at number 9. Mike Pence at number 8. Number 7, Micah Johnson. At number 6, Bill Clinton. At number 5, Loretta Lynch. Number 4, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Barack Obama. There's a snapshot of the topics and people being talked about in abundance this week on news talk stations just like the affiliate that's carrying our conversation right now.
All right, so let's go to the people list. And number 8 on the list is Mike Pence. Congressman wanted to run for the Senate against Mr. Biden, but didn't. Ran for governor instead, became the governor. Apparently, he's the selected choice from the Trump camp to be the vice presidential nominee. He was a talk radio person, had run for Congress a couple of times and was not well known, so he didn't get anywhere. Decided to do a talk radio program, started on a smaller station in rural Indiana. And before he was done, he had 20-some-odd affiliates. And after his prominence, he did a mid-morning talk program, Michael. That was what catapulted him into recognition and being able to be elected to Congress a couple of times, got up high in the hierarchy of Republican leadership in the House, then ran for governor, and now he's on his way to becoming vice president. What do we know beside that? Have you ever met Michael Pence?
No, I don't know him personally. I've never spoken to him, so I don't know him. I only know about him. Been asked by a lot of press reporters, mm-hmm. What does this mean to talk radio? If, in fact, he is the designee, it seems he is, but Trump seems to have put it off in the wake.
Well, then, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
But it looks like it. And my answer is, for talk radio, one, it means that if he were to become vice president, remember, he's not vice president, he's just going to be the nominee, as it appears at this moment. What it would mean for talk radio would be, one, more access to the administration, because he understands what talk radio is about.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, He is pretty much in sync with the standard conservative point of view that's very popular in news talk radio. Mm-hmm. So I think he would be on the air a lot, mm-hmm. and which is good for talk radio if he's vice president. And three, it's kind of a prestigious thing that a person became a vice presidential nominee or vice president coming up through talk radio as a medium. The biggest talk radio star to have a big national elective office at this moment is one that most people don't think about, but it's true. It's Al Franken.
Mm-hmm.
If Al Franken had not been on Air America, I seriously doubt he'd be in the U.S. Senate today.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about the people. There are two ways of becoming well-known on the radio using political bona fides. In this case, Pence worked his way up to politics by doing a talk radio program. But we know, and I wonder if there are others that you can think of off the top of your head, Michael, who have done this. And then we all know of those who were in Congress or in politics that then went into Mike Huckabee comes to mind, Joe Walsh comes to mind, people who have been in political circles, Mayor Buddy Cianci of Providence, Rhode Island.
You're talking about going from politics to talk radio.
Or vice versa.
Well,
yeah.
Vice versa is a big different thing. Far more have gone from politics
yes.
to talk radio than have mm-hmm. gone from talk radio to successfully being elected to politics.
Right. Are there others beside Pence, though?
Yeah, there are, but this would be the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody named Ronald Reagan who, for a long time, between being an actor and running for local political office, did a commentary that was syndicated on talk radio back before the modern era, back in the early
right.
80s.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan was on radio. And
during the Jimmy Carter era, he was the nemesis of Jimmy Carter. He's always talking about what Carter
right.
was wrong.
And it
yeah.
played a role. It played a role for him
yeah.
in helping him out in that regard. I mean, you know, we have local. You know, people have been elected to local positions in their communities, city councils, things of that nature. Who did radio?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have any come to mind at the moment. I don't,
yeah.
But that the point is. But no, there have not been a lot of people who've gone on to major political office using talk radio as a springboard. Hasn't happened that much. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? Why is it the other? Why have some who've been in politics chosen to go down the road of being either commentators or people who host talk radio programs? Why would that be a good job?
Because it's easier to get a job on talk radio having political credentials than it is getting elected having talk radio credentials.
Yeah.
The talk radio audience is not as big as the audience in any general election. We tend to overestimate the reach and influence of talk radio when we're talking about the population at large mm-hmm. or the general public. And this is something that's always been going on. I know about it because I understand how this business works. No matter how well known a radio personality might be, most people do not listen to them. And you have to have a far larger base of support to get elected because you're dealing in an election that is not just talk radio listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not putting down talk radio. I'm simply saying is that that's the way the cookie crumbles. It's the way the pie is sliced.
The presidential race, police violence against blacks, Dallas slayings, the aftermath of the email investigation, Pokemon. I'm going to find out from Michael if he's playing Pokemon in a moment. It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how extensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Michael Harrison is here at 18 minutes after the hour. This week's countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and the phenomenon of Pokemon. How many people are talking about Pokemon? Who's playing Pokemon? All right, so fess up. Are you playing Pokemon or not?
No.
No.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm. You play any games on your device?
I play old games. I play a little bit of pinball. I use it as like mental chewing gum.
Really?
I try to avoid getting too caught up in video games or in digital games because I'm a busy person. But Pokemon Go is not my cup of tea. Certainly interesting from a subject. I mean, I'm astute in what's going on with it and its implications and all of that. But it's not the kind of thing that I have the time nor the interest. And frankly, I don't even know if I want to put that into my computer because there's questions about security
right.
issues.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
I'm real hesitant about that. I mean, I am probably one of the most knowledgeable people about digital age communications and one of the slowest to actually do it in my own life. Just because I know all about it doesn't mean I am a fan or a personal practitioner of a lot of these things. I'm very, very low profile on social media. I understand it, obviously, but that doesn't mean I do it. And because I see the downside of it on a personal level as well as the upside, and I'd rather avoid the downside. Plus, I'm busy. And when you're busy, sometimes a lot of these modern things actually are over the top in terms of how much time they take and how much concentration they take. I've never been a big bells and whistles guy. Even at the peak of my radio career when I was coming up through the ranks and producing some really successful major programs, I always used the simplest equipment. I always used the simplest. I was always 5 years behind in the equipment because it worked. You know, it worked.
Now I don't feel badly at all because I don't play any of these games. I don't even have a smartphone. I have no interest in playing these games.
I don't know how a guy like you
get so lost in all this stuff.
I don't know how a guy like you can survive without a smartphone, but
I have a smartphone. I just don't use it. Yesterday, I was on the road.
I just don't follow it.
No, I was on the road. I used a laptop. I used a PC. I used an iPad. I know how to use them. I just don't like to. 21 after the hour.
Thank you. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, reviewing the hot hits this past week in talk radio. Are we done with your taking shots at me because I don't use the new form of communication as much as others may use it?
I don't believe I was taking a shot at you.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling you I'm the same way. I just don't understand how somebody could get along today without an iPhone. Without an iPhone, but I certainly could live without. I could live without tweeting. I could live without a Facebook page, and I could certainly live without playing Pokemon Go.
Yes, well,
but
I could live without
an iPhone. With a smartphone.
Some kind of a smartphone.
Yeah,
I just don't find that I need it all the time, so I don't have it. I find you become slaves to it with all the email and notes that people send you and. You know, when the attacks in France took place, people who had CNN headline news or whatever, they were all getting buzzed. They rush for their phone to find out what it is that's going on. And then, how does that make their lives better? How are you better off?
It makes your life better if you're in the media or if you need to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get a buzz, and I know what was going on. I was able to talk about it intelligently on the air for quite a long time. I can talk about it with you right now intelligently. Yeah. The father and the son, who were Americans, who got killed. The fellow who's the truck driver may or may not have been a terrorist, in fact. There are plenty of things. But at the end of the day, you see, I measure on my talk radio program whether I feel the audience is going to be better off for having heard the conversation that we have. And I find that the audience is, in my opinion, not better off pursuing a lot of these conversations about violence, killing, murder, mayhem.
Yes, but your talk radio program is not this talk radio program.
No, that's
talk,
right.
And this talk radio program is an overview of the talk shows that are up to the second and as informational as they are opinionated.
I'm not talking about whether it's good or bad here. I'm just saying in terms of the relativity, we're here to report, actually, on what people are talking about. And that's what we do, along with some of our own comments about these issues. I find, for example, I would love to talk more about the new British Prime Minister because I find her quite intriguing. I think she's...
Oh, you should.
Yeah. I think she's a very interesting person and may be the kind of leader that the world needs. Quiet, not mousy, but not in everybody's face, yet very smart, and she knows her way around the political world, frankly. Very astute a woman, but yeah, when you look at her, she doesn't seem imposing.
Yeah, I used to date her in junior high school.
Did you? Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, it was very interesting.
That's perfect, yeah, right. So who'd you date in high school?
Her daughter, I don't know.
Yeah, really. All right, so anyway.
I'm just making remarks. The point of the matter is she is kind of mysterious to me. I really didn't know about her.
Really?
Did you know about her before?
I knew her only because Uri Geller and I are friends, and he lives in a little village called Sonning-on-Thames, which is about 48 miles north and west of London, and mm-hmm. his neighbor is Theresa May. She lives between the George Clooney lives next to him and his house, and then Theresa May lives next.
Sounds like a poor neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, yes, yeah.
No, you say he lives in a little fishing village.
Well, it's a little town that has a lot of
Beverly Hills too.
Well, it's a celebrity sort of a community, but very quiet. I've been there 100 times. I've been there once. It's really a sweet little place off the beaten path. There are about 150 people who live there, mm-hmm. and they all are well known, but yet isolated in a sense. And so,
150 people and 1,000 servants.
Yes, probably. Yeah, and 1,000 media. I'll never forget this is a silly, quick aside. Uri got remarried, and he had Michael Jackson as his best man.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The wedding took place at his place that I'm talking about in Sonning. And he has large hedges around his house. And if there was one person, there were 100 photographers climbing up on ladders to try to get pictures of Michael Jackson and the other people who were there, and they all were falling over into the Thames River. It was hysterical.
Goodness.
Anyway, a picture in your mind. 28 minutes after the...
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now 34 after the hour, we're continuing our overview from the east to the west, the north to the south of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the staff at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where there is Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the stories and the people that are a part of our conversation this week. I thought maybe you might enjoy a retrospective as I was looking through Forbes Magazine at the 100 highest paid celebrities in our country, and two talk radio people showed up in that list. I don't know that it is a surprise that Rush Limbaugh would be on the list, and I know that you and I have talked over the years about whether some people consider Howard Stern to be an appropriate talker, but how else? He's on the list.
Oh, he's a talk show host. We have him on our Heavy 100. We follow Howard Stern. Stern is, he's also in many ways a news talker, but he doesn't focus on the news primarily. He focuses on social issues, celebrity gossip, and pop culture, which takes into account the news.
Yeah, certainly does. Howard Stern, according to Forbes magazine last year, made $85 million. Wow. How much of that is on the radio? He has a serious deal. He's on a television show, although I think he stopped doing that. But there are, you know, we talk a lot about what goes on in the real world of radio and who's high paid. When people hear that Rush Limbaugh made $79 million last year, and they look at the other people that we hear all the time on the radio, how much money, Doug, how much money are you making? Michael, how much money are you making? How much money is Sean Hannity making? How much money is whoever's on in New York or Los Angeles? Not that that's a factor necessarily in how well we do with our programs, but it is the exception rather than the rule. Not that it used to be. When you and I first got started, there were a lot of people who were making a lot of money doing radio, and news talk radio paid very, very well. I don't know that we can say that now. Do you?
No, the radio business is not as lucrative a business for anybody as it used to be, including Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern.
Right.
Limbaugh's coming up with a new contract soon, and one of the speculations in the industry is he going to sign it? Are they going to re-up him? Is he going to be able to work? Is he going to have to take a salary cut?
You want to take a shot at answering any or all of those questions?
I think he'll stay. I think he's going to take a cut, and I think that he's going to stay, and I think it's not going to hurt him at all.
No.
And I want to tell you something else, and I'm going to say this is just my opinion. But with all due respect to Forbes, But I don't buy into the accuracy of these kinds of articles in magazines, even if they're Forbes. And I'm not saying Forbes is lacking in quality or deceitful. I just think that they rely upon a lot of hearsay in the business and a lot of reports that are not necessarily true. I think that when you hear in sports and in show business about contracts and multi-year deals, and it's not like these people are getting paid all that money. A lot of it is based upon revenue sharing. It's based upon box office. It's based upon what-ifs. And quite often it never turns out in reality that they make as much money as is reported and then becomes part of popular culture, believed that they make that kind of money.
Right. The conversation is, wow, did you hear how much money Limbaugh's making? Well, is he really making that much?
Yeah, I've always wondered about that.
Well,
now, I'm not saying he's not, but I don't buy into it that he definitely is.
All right. So to pursue that for a moment, though, without necessarily focusing in on the dollars, you said something that's on the mind of lots of radio programmers, and that is, will Rush Limbaugh be on the radio after the end of July when his contract runs out? What do I do if he isn't on the radio? And what happens to my coverage conversationally of what's happening during this election cycle? So I'm with you, frankly. I believe that Limbaugh is going to stay on. As a matter of fact, I think I know through a couple of different sources, and I'm sure you do too, you've had the same conversation, and that it appears that he has already signed an agreement, and it'll be announced pretty quickly. And because he's so loyal, he feels so strongly about his radio audience, he felt, I was told, that he would be disappointing them or letting them down or somehow or other cheating them if he went to Sirius and made them pay to listen to what he had to say.
I think he's a fan of he's a fan of the medium. He's a fan of, you know, free radio over the air.
Yeah.
And of course, whatever that means, because even free radio over the air is now largely listened to online. Sort of the way local television stations suddenly became largely watched via cable packages as opposed to antennas and roofs.
Yeah. All right, so as a result of our conversation about Rush Limbaugh, there's something that people ought to know about. Each week on this program, as I talk with Michael, I am happy to promote his Up Close and Far Out podcast, which you can listen to by going to Talkers Magazine. But the one that's there now for you to listen to is quite an interesting conversation between you and Rush Limbaugh.
26 years old.
You had. How long is it? How old is it?
26-year-old conversation I had with him for print back when we started Talkers Magazine in the summer of 1990. And it appeared in the third issue. The first one had just come out. He hadn't even seen it. And it's about a half-hour conversation over the phone that I conducted with him for a print interview. And then I threw it in a box because it served its purpose, and we never even marked it, and we just uncovered it last week, and it sounds pretty clear, and it's a conversation between me and Rush Limbaugh less than 2 years into his syndicated show, all about where he's been, where he's going, what his philosophy of radio is about, and it's fascinating. It's talk radio history gold. It is unbelievably interesting.
Can we... Actually, what I'm going to do is ask Kara to go to the talker side. Do you mind if we listen to a little bit of it as a sort of a promotional thing, just to hear what his voice sounded like 26 years ago? Is that
something?
Yeah,
if you can dig it up between now and the end of the program, sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
so
it's at talkers.com. There's a player box on the right side. You just play it. But, you know, I yak a little bit before we get to him, so she'll have to move it up.
Yeah, I think we'll see if we can a little. I think this will be quite a bit of fun. And get our mind off of all the other things that are a part of what is a balance, if you will, because in the balance, the reason balance of our world, we are talking about all these heavy issues. But here's a guy who leads the discussion in many different ways. And so let's see if we can find that. Stand by. 41 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The list of items on the charts this week, it is the week of July 11th to the 15th here on the countdown. Let's go through the list of people who have been on the minds, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the minds of conversationalists, as Limbaugh says, from coast to coast. Yes, number 10, Theresa May, the new British Prime Minister. Number 9, the two men, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, who were killed by the police in various incidents over the last couple of weeks. Number 8, Mike Pence, who appears to be the vice presidential choice of Donald Trump as he heads into the convention next week. Number 7, Micah Johnson. Number 6, Bill Clinton. Number 5, Loretta Lynch. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is number 4 with her comments about Donald Trump that she took back. Donald Trump himself is number 3, Hillary Clinton's number 2, and President Obama number 1 this week on the list of people as surveyed by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Krebel.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how expensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2012. That's 888-444-2012. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2012.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Let's review now the top stories for the week. The charts for July 11th to the 15th, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, in the sports talk radio world, number 10, Rio and the Olympics, to go or not to go, that is the question. At number 9, the Pokemon craze. Number 8, the legal ramifications where the Hague rules against China in ownership of the lands and the water off the coast of China. Number 7, our immigration policy, how it plays into the presidential sweepstakes. Let's see here. Number 6, the story of the new British Prime Minister, Ms. May. Number 5, the attack in France in Nice, 2 Americans killed. Number 4, the Clinton email investigation. Presidential race is number 3. The police shootings in Dallas from last week, number 2. And police violence against black people, number 1 this week on the countdown. 45 past the hour, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review with a special focus now on Rush Limbaugh, as yes, a lot of people who listen to him have heard him talk about whether he's going to stay or not. And he's, I think, left a few hints this week as to whether he's staying or not. I have no doubt that he's going to stay. Michael has no doubt that he's going to stay. But to sort of go, you know, in the old expression, fast forward. So we're going to do a fast rewind. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Rewind to a telephone conversation Michael had between Rush Limbaugh and himself as he was starting to put Talkers magazine together. I remember that picture. I'm looking at the picture. Everybody wants to listen to the whole thing. Go to talkers.com. Look for Up Close and Far Out. Or you can just go to upcloseandfarout.com. But listen to this. Here's some. This is an excerpt of the podcast that was put up, the audio from an interview Michael did with Rush as he was starting Talkers magazine, and Rush was a couple of years into his program.
When I first got to New York, I was told by, since we're distributed by ABC, and ABC Talk Radio has philosophies, one of which was, never say where the call is coming from. We don't want to indicate that we're not local. And I said, well, wait a minute. What do you mean? The whole point of this is that we're going to do a familial national show. We're going to try to bring those things that are in common from region to region and talk about them. And then once we get up, those things that are not in common but would be of interest to people in different regions, bring those things up too. I was not intimidated at all, so I won that. I mean, to hell with not mentioning where callers are from, that's the first thing. Number two, I was not intimidated by doing the show. I mean, you're still in a studio, and you're still in a radio studio is a radio studio, and the idea that somebody might be listening to you in 56 cities, which how many we were in when we started as opposed to one, didn't change. I made a conscious decision to do the radio program exactly as I had done it in Sacramento. Just go on with my same philosophy of finding interesting things in newspapers and interesting things in my life and talking about them. I looked at the audience as simply bigger, not different. My philosophy of doing a talk show didn't change just because the audience increased. In fact, I made a special point to make sure that the program stayed exactly as it was, because that's why it was working.
Well, it's an amazing talent you have, because it seems that also part of the business of network radio or syndicated radio is that the more stations that you have to please, and you know how before you can get to the audience, you got to get to the programmers. The more stations you have to please, the more watered down and vanilla you become, and you haven't done any of that, so I congratulate you.
Well, there are things I've had to drop that otherwise I wouldn't. For example, I do a local show in New York that isn't going to last too much longer because they just picked up a national show. But perhaps the most controversial feature I've ever done was caller abortions. And it just caused so much flack in some of the strangest places, not the small cities that you think would be a problem, but places like Rochester, New York, it gave us a problem. But that is really the only thing that I still do it in New York City, by the way. It doesn't even cause a ripple there. But it's the only one thing that's had to happen. And I got to tell you something. You know, the answer to that is something that I learned early on when I went to Sacramento. It's not something anybody told me. It's simply a philosophy that I decided, I stumbled into in doing the show out there, and that is simply this, that you'll have no problem as a talk show host being controversial and hosting a controversial show as long as the controversy comes from the substance of the discussion, not the behavior of the host. Yeah. If I were a impolite... I mean,
that's an important, that's an important thing. We're running out of time, but I thought you'd like to hear that. I think all of you probably interested in Rush Limbaugh would go to upcloseandfarout.com or to talkers.com to listen to the rest of that. It's, how long is it, about a half hour?
About a half hour, and it is. Wasn't it fascinating, just that little clip? And
for me, the inside stuff. I knew him pretty well at that time as well. I can hear him saying the same thing. He and I got together in Cincinnati when I was working there. And I was a part of his show when he was doing those shows. He's a fascinating guy, and still at it, which is a good thing. All right, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This portion of the program brought to you by Scamicide.com. Why not? We ought to have a sponsor, and it should be you and Scamicide, Stephen J.J. Wiseman.
There you go.
Lawyer, college professor, and one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. Scamicide.com is a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. Pokemon! What the heck? If you look at that, it's number 8 this week in the countdown. The ramifications of Google being able to grab everything and anything there is about you. This is, people just are so clueless, I think, Steve, about these any kind of connection to something as popular as Pokemon. It is. I'm astounded that they have this much reach, frankly, and they can get this kind of information. But I'm also astounded how little people actually know how much Google can grab from you if you're playing Pokemon.
Or care to know. You know, essentially, to give the devil his due, they're saying it was a mistake in the design that they were not supposed to get all of this information. But it's interesting that it doesn't get picked up until they have it. I'll tell you another interesting thing with Google. Gmail. You get your free email from Google. And Steve Jobs once said, if you're not paying for a product, you are the product. And Google reads your email, all of your emails, which is why you'll get targeted ads if certain words, you know, appear in your email. So, yes, so much of what we do, particularly the free apps, are giving away all kinds of information, all kinds of forget about our privacy, to companies who can exploit it, and sometimes to people who can get hacked by criminals or other countries who can exploit that as well. So you're absolutely right. People have got to pay attention. Okay, what's the flip side of this? What am I giving up? Where do they know about me?
The Chinese supposedly are hacking into some of our national security data. Like that's a
big... And FDIC.
Yeah, the FDIC. But what are we doing? Are we doing the same thing to them?
Yes. I really have to add that one of the reasons that you don't hear about us doing it, and we hear about the Chinese and the Russians in particular, is we do it so much better. It kind of goes back to when Sony got hacked, and the FBI was able to trace this back to North Korea, which is a country notorious for its cyber activities and hacking, and it was, well, no, explain to us how you do it. No, we can't tell you. But in fact, yes, we have been doing this. It almost goes back to the Cold War defense system of MAD, mutually assured destruction. If we had enough nuclear weapons and the Soviets had enough nuclear weapons, neither of us would do anything. So, yeah, the Soviets, now the Russians, they have malware inside some of our infrastructure, but we were there first.
Yeah. Oh, that's your round of applause for us.
One for us.
We were there, right? The first hackers are the best hackers.
You got
now,
it.
There's a the World Court in The Hague has ruled that China doesn't own as much of the water, if you will, the South China Sea, and some of the islands that are in the South China Sea. And I don't know whether there's teeth to that. I noticed the Taiwanese, as soon as that was made, the ruling was made, they sent their boats out all over the place to chase people around off the coast of what is Taiwan. But what sort of legal, when you get to the international court, what can they do to keep people from doing what they say they're not supposed to do?
That's a great, great question, Doug. And, you know, when I first saw that story, I went back to in my mind to the Andrew Jackson presidency, and he was getting a lot of Supreme Court decisions that were against what he was doing, and he was furious, and he was a man of action, and he was going to ignore them. And his line in anger was, let the Supreme Court set out its army to enforce its ruling, knowing that there is no army or to enforce Supreme Court rulings. And frankly, there is absolutely no method of enforcing the rulings of this international court. And it's going to be interesting because it isn't just a dispute between China and Taiwan, Vietnam, Japan, other countries are in there. This is an area, the seas that are rich with natural gas. China's also creating islands within there to somehow enhance their position.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good. And, of course, China's telling us to, why don't you guys stay out of it because, United States, you didn't even sign the treaty. So it'll be fascinating to see because, as you pointed out, there is absolutely no method for enforcing this.
Yeah, it is fascinating, though. And number seven item this week on our countdown, the charts for the week of the 15th of July, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, official attorney for the program. Don't forget to check out Scamicide.com. Don't get caught with your pants down, more or less. 59 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.